Okay, Wednesday, 7:30, 25, How Faith Works, Part 3. This is called Our Inheritance. We learned faith and confession from several Word of Faith teachers, but we learned from the wrong one. We should have been learning from God. We should have been learning from His Word instead of somebody's book. Nothing against faith teachers, but our perfect example of faith is the account written of the creation by faith, by God Himself. God is a faith God. Everything we see today was created that way. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Already there, okay. 11, starting with verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So all that are listed in this account here are all people of faith. These are the Faith Hall of Famers, if that's what, you know, that's what I call them, the Faith Hall of Famers. Start with verse 4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. How did Abel know what kind of sacrifice God would want? He had a relationship, right? Evidently, Abel did. He knew what God liked. He knew what God wanted. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that pleased God. I wouldn't mind going that way, wouldn't you? Like Elijah. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So if you're not a person that uses your faith, then you're not pleasing God. That's what it says. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So those that do learn to walk by faith, and that's the only way, that's the way God is. He's a faith God. When you learn that, you'll please Him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith, even though it took probably 120 years to build the ark. Said he'd give a man 120 years. People take that and use it today. I've heard word of faith people use that as, well, that's age. No, it's not. God was warning, I'm going to flood the earth. You got 120 years. Get the building. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. He packed up everything, lock, stock, and barrel, and just took off. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Now we know Sarah laughed and, you know, but she ultimately got a hold of it and got rewarded because of it. Therefore sprang there even of one, him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. They all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. You know, I hear Christians today say, yeah, we're just pilgrims here. Our home is in heaven. That's not what that means. No, heaven on earth is God's place. That's what he likes. That's where he's coming. That's where he's going to dwell. And truly, if they had been reminded of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for hath prepared for them a city, which is coming down out of heaven and going to rest on the earth. How about that city? New Jerusalem. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Now think about this. Abraham one day heard the Lord say his only son, really, the only one that was recognized, go sacrifice your son. Abraham obeyed and was heading to do just that. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. They weren't just people that just did whatever. These are people that heard from God, heard words from God. How did Joseph do that? God showed him. So he gave instructions before he died. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover, the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. From the beginning this has been so. God is a faith God. He created everything by faith. And from that time, his people have walked by faith, whether they be old covenant or new covenant. By faith, the pass through the Red Sea is by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. These are all the Faith Hall of Famers. They listened to God, and they heard what God said, and they did what God said. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies of peace. Oh, Rahab's Jesus' grandma. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. How are we going to subdue our kingdoms the same way, through faith? They wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, returned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, bound in imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. All that are listed here obtain what they did through faith. All of them. Okay, let's now stay in Hebrews chapter 10. This is chapter 10, verse 38 and 39 here. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Many scoff at the word of faith message, but we know that Satan is behind that. Why? God's a faith God. That's how he operates. That's the way his people operate. To most, it does not make sense. Spiritual things do not make sense to the natural man, but only to the spiritual man. We have not learned to walk by the Spirit. We have mainly walked by the flesh. This is why so many are not making it today. Now, all they know is the senses. Walking by the sense realm. See, this is not acceptable with God. We're going to look at some scriptures on that. This is Galatians chapter 5, the first scripture. Most people, all they know to do, and they even try to walk by faith, but really they're just doing it through their senses. They're doing it through their flesh. This is 5, 16 and 17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. How do you walk in the Spirit? You listen to the Spirit, and you do what he says to do. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary. Flesh and Spirit, contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Okay? Let's go over to Genesis 1. Maybe you haven't heard any of this kind of teaching before, whoever you may be. Let's look what God did. Genesis 1:1. It says, in the beginning God created heaven and the earth. How did he do it? Right here. And the earth was without form and void, darkness upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Sound like here, doesn't it? Everything was just a mess, darkness. Right there in the Strong's, it means to brood or think deeply. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. What he made was good. What you make by faith is good also. We're just like our Heavenly Father. We create just like he did. Galatians 5:21 here. Back over there where we were. Okay. He's listing the works of the flesh in 21 here. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Inherit means to be an heir of all that God has. If you don't do it God's way, you don't get it. You're not in the will. God has a will. We're obligated as born-again Christians to get in the will and find out his will, our part in his will. If we don't do that, we will still give an account whether we did it or not. All right. Hebrews 6. Hebrews just full of it. Good stuff. Hebrews, this is 6:12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews 11:8, we read about Abraham a while ago. It says in verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. So God was trying to bless Abraham. That's why he told him to take off, get away from your family, and take all your stuff and go, and I'll show you. God wanted that land that he was going to be his inheritance. What if Abraham had not obeyed? He wouldn't have received. He wouldn't be the father of our faith today. He followed God's lead. God showed him. For every step of faith that we take and every plan that God has for us, he has the plan of faith for us to go if we'll listen. If we'll let him take the lead and tell us what we need to do concerning any situation, then we won't make a mistake. But the thing is, so much of the time, when you're used to being faith people that just walk by the flesh and just make their confessions and mantras, they don't hear the voice of the Spirit, they just make up stuff, that's a dead end. That ain't going nowhere. So the Lord said to me, he said, if you'll listen to me, everything you face, I have a plan of faith for you to follow to be victorious where you inherit. Believe it or not, if we want to inherit, we also have to lay aside the flesh and tap into the Spirit. That's what we have to do. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for, to help us tap into the will of God concerning the situation we're in. All right, Romans 13. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We'd be better off to do nothing than to just do stuff. Romans 14:23. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. That's pretty strong. All right. Hebrews 11:1. Back and forth. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the way to the answer to what we're seeking, faith is the answer. God has a plan of faith for us to follow to inherit what we're needing, what we're wanting. Now faith is, God has a plan for you in whatever situation you find yourself in. We must put aside the works of the flesh and the heart. That's the mind. What the Spirit would say to us. We need to hear what the Spirit says to us about our situation. And then whatever he says to you, do it. That is what God did in Genesis 1. It seems to be the hardest thing for people to wait. They get in an emotional stupor and think we must do something. These are the works of the flesh. This is where the battle is won or lost, right there. Whether you stay in faith, sometimes it's the hardest thing in the world to keep your mouth shut and just seek the Lord until the word, the day star rises in your heart. And then you know what to do. Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Then Proverbs 4, I read this, I think, last week, but we're going to read it again because it is all about this. It's about producing by faith. Proverbs 4:20. It says, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. That's what the Lord has to say. That's what my sayings are. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For their life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Chapter 5, verse 1, my son, attend to my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may speak knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smooth than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. Attend here to prick up the ears, to hearken. I think about a dog, how you whistle and he pricks his little ears up. Heart here is the center organ, or the feelings, the will and the emotions. This is where we produce. Creation happens there. We're made in the image and likeness of God. Genesis 1:26. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And he didn't mean having babies. He didn't mean building buildings. He meant by faith. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. See, if we can learn to do it God's way, control ourselves, control our emotions, and listen to God and obey God, then we can speak the words he gives us to speak, and we'll see the same results that he saw right here. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. When we get highly developed in this, it won't take us so long. Because we get rid of the works of the flesh. We learn what the devil's tactic is to get your mind on what he wants you to think about and off of creating. Okay. Ephesians 6. We looked at this last time. We're going to look at it again. This is the armor for the mental battle. Not the whole thing, just a few scriptures. This is 6:10-14. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Like it or not, he's the God of this world, and we have to put up with this. To who he goes in the pit. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. I heard a story one time about an elephant. Have you ever noticed these big, huge elephants, they stake their foot to a little stump. And that elephant will go anywhere. But from a little baby elephant, they stake the baby's foot to the stake. They trained them in a way that they didn't believe that they could break that stake. You know how big an elephant is? Thousands and thousands of pounds. One little jerk and that chain would be broken. And if that elephant ever gets free, look out. But see, they're conditioned in their mind that they can't go beyond that little perimeter that they have when they're chained to that stake. That's what the devil does to us. He chains us to that stake, and he tries to keep us on this track all the time. If we ever get free, look out. He's toast. I think I can, and I think I can or can't are both right. Okay, Romans 15. Verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. This week I've called upon the Comforter many times and said, Holy Spirit, I really need your help, my dear friend. Help me, please. And he has. He's there to help us with our infirmities. That's what it says over there in Romans chapter 8. He's to help us along our faith journey. God has not left us without hope. Your situation is not hopeless. So many run to and fro and leave it up to the prayer chain to get their answers. They just won't do it themselves. That just won't do it. We must pull aside and look inside for our answers. God never meant for his people to look to the world for all their answers. He is our provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. He's the one that's more than enough. You have more than you know. You have a powerhouse within you to help you through all situations. We just must tap into it and stop doing all this fleshly, worthless stuff. We must quit giving the devil so much credit. He is not God. A few more scriptures. 1 John 4:4. People talk about the devil, especially Christians, more than they do God. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Never forget that. Who's greater? 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Devices is a perception, and it says the intellect. Like that little elephant, staked as a baby, but when he gets to be a grown adult and weighs thousands of pounds, that elephant still thinks the same. Okay, Matthew 6, just a couple more, this passage and one more. Matthew 6, this is a power-packed chapter, Matthew chapter 6. It's talking about, starts out about just doing stuff. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward for your Father which is in heaven, from your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. In other words, this is playing church. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray, and it's the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. For if you forgive men that their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, and thou, in other words, playing church is just, it's just a show. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where their thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, flesh or spirit. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one, despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Just that one scripture right there alone. Take no thought for your life. How much in a day do we take thought for our life? What ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. I wrote here, no longer allow the devil to limit you, but you limit him. One more scripture, Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil.